Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 4-0 victory over Dundee United in the Premiership today. Four goals, another clean sheet which breaks the record for number of games not conceding at the start of the season. We got the 3 points, which is the main thing, but the more concerning and impressive thing just now is we picked up four injuries, and it seems to be the luck of the late 90s coming back as well, because, you know, we're picking up four injuries and it's really disappointing, especially the last one to Morelos, which we'll get into. The team actually lined up just with one change from the game we played, from the team we started against Hamilton, with Balogun coming in for Hollander. However, during the warm-up, Balogun pulled up with some sort of injury. We don't know the update on that yet, and Hollander was reinstated back in the team. But in the first half, it was very, very comfortable, a competent first half. We were totally in control. Dundee United only really threatened on one occasion. We were moving about well, trying different options. However, we're not working the keeper as often as we really should have. The second of our four injuries came on the 9th minute when Jack went down. I think it's maybe a calf injury, they said. Nobody about him. He just pulled up and went down. Didn't look in too much distress, to be honest. He walked off unaided and didn't appear to be limping. No update on that yet, but Kamara came on. However, we did go a goal up on the 12th minute with Ryan Kent scoring. We went down the left, the ball was played to Kent, he cuts inside, a lovely 1-2 with Hadji, who played the ball through the defender's legs right to Kent in the box. Kent cuts inside with the ball, shimmies to the left to create space and shoots into the back of net. Great all-round goal. And then on the 19th minute, Barker hobbles off with an injury. It looks as if it was a hamstring. He kind of pulled up as well and had to sat down. It was a lengthy time before we actually managed to get somebody on, and Morelos came on for him. However, then we went 2-0 up on the 38th minute with Tavernier scoring. Barisic on the left puts in a cross, deflects off the hand of the defender, but goes right to the back post, and Tavernier, under pressure, bundles it over the line. This was his 250th appearance, and he had something like 1.3 assists per game and stuff like that, and two goals in two games now he's scored. So fantastic stats there from there, and it wasn't a penalty, so long may it continue. Controversial moment where on the 41st minute, Kevin Clancy, referee, gives a foul against us, against Barisic, despite Barisic being held and he was bundled over and he fell over. And Barisic had already been on a yellow card at this point, and it was probably a yellow card offence, absolutely, but it was no worse than a lot of what had went on from Dundee United already today. They were bundling players over, beat strong-arming people, they were stamping on people as well, and they were getting nothing against them. No fouls, no cards, no nothing. You know, it beggars belief what the referees play at sometimes, but we'll get into that later on. But anyway, you know, it was good to be 2-0 up. We got that elusive second goal coming into the end of the first half. It was just disappointing we weren't putting the keeper under more pressure. However, that seemed to turn around in the second half. We went for the jugular straight away, and it was as good a second half as we've seen all season this year. We've been pretty impressive so far with a lot of the games this season. We were relentless. I'm amazed, though, that it wasn't maybe 6 or 7-0 by the end of the game, because we had chance after chance. We were putting their keeper under a lot of pressure this time, though, and he was pulling out some good saves. Maybe not world-class saves, but they were good enough saves to stop. You know, they were perfectly decent chances as well, perfectly decent shots. So at the same time, we're 2-0 up, and that's all you can really ask, as long as we're putting their keeper under pressure. And if the keeper's having a good game and is more than a match for these shots, then you've got to be still happy at that. It would be disappointing if we weren't having the chances, and I've said this time and time again for the past couple of years, as long as we're putting the keeper under pressure, we will get a goal eventually. But maybe the turning point in the game potentially was on the 54th minute. An absolute shocker on Morelos with the follow through. Stud showing a massive gash on Morelos's thigh, and you could see the hole. There was not a lot of blood, but there was a big massive hole there. As I said, it was the follow through with the studs. He had to be stretchered off. It was a lengthy delay. He was down for a number of minutes. It wasn't a red card. It wasn't a yellow card. It wasn't even given as a free kick. Now, we've said it time and time again about the standard of refereeing in Scotland, and in particular, Kevin Clancy. For me now, there is undisputable evidence that this man is at it. Time and time again, there's been blatant fouls against our team that he's not given. There's been blatant fouls that should never have been given against us, and he's given them against us. This one, he's now allowed a player to get seriously injured. In this case, he's had to be stretchered off, and that's why we got 4 minutes of injury time at the end of the game. For him not to see that, to not even give a yellow card, to not even give a foul. It was a red card every day of the week, by the way, but for him not even to give a foul, never mind a yellow card, is an absolute disgrace. This is where Rangers as a club, we've won emphatically 4-0 now, as a club we need to come out all guns blazing against the standard of refereeing in this country. It is an absolute shocking challenge. It's bad enough that the referees are not doing their duty properly. If Rangers do not come out fighting against this, it's a dereliction of duty for the safety of their own players. There is no hiding from it now. You can't. We never lost the game, so you can't claim it's sour grapes or anything like that. We need to come out fighting. It's a potential transfer ender, this one. Obviously, all the speculation with Morelos, if that's a serious injury, then who's going to pay this kind of money that we're you know, getting quoted for, 16 million plus, 17 million, whatever it is? Maybe that'll be a motivation for this board to get off their arses and actually go all guns blazing to the SFA about referees in this country. But during that, Morelos and Barisic, Morelos obviously came off, Barisic came off, Arfield and Bassey came on. Now Barisic, as I said, he was already on a yellow, he was going mental at the referee, and I think as good a game he was playing, I don't even think it was tactical, I think it was just common sense, bring him off before he gets sent off, because that's the type of referee that Clancy is. And if Barisic was getting a bit het up at this point, then you know, it's probably the sensible thing to do. But then we just kept on pressing on, and we got the third goal on the 68th minute with Roof scoring. I initially missed it. I ran down to do household duties of turning on the oven, but I seen it back on the replay. Tavernier down the right, passes to Kent, who lays a great ball off to Arfield, who drives the ball forward, going to the left-hand side, cuts it back to Roof, who taps it in the net. Great goal. And on the 86th minute, we got the fourth goal with Arfield scoring. Kent, with his back to goal at the halfway line, looks up, dinks a lovely ball down the right to the on-running Hadji, who got it to the edge of the box, puts a lovely weighted ball to Arfield, who shoots into the back of net. Great all-round goal. The vision from both Hadji and Kent there was outstanding. Dundee United really only had two chances in the game. In the first half, they had a header from a corner after McLaughlin kind of came out for the corner, missed it completely, glancing header just wide. If it was on target, it was probably going in. And then late into the second half, they had a shot off the bar. I think the defence just kind of switched off momentarily, but off the bar and eventually cleared. So, as I said, got to be absolutely happy with that. Picking a man of the match today is extremely difficult because I felt every single player to a man. They were great today. Everybody was involved at some point. You know, the likes of Hadji was involved in a couple of the goals. Same with Tavernier, even scored in one. Roof was brilliant. The players that came on were outstanding as well. They'd done their job perfectly. So really difficult. But just on the basis of the fact that he had played two games midweek there, or last weekend and midweek, and you know, he came through this game and he was outstanding, was Steve Davis. I think he got the sponsors man of the match as well and the RTV man of the match, but he was outstanding running that show. And you know, it's no slight on any other player, but just for the fact that he had played two full games just there and he's still running this show as well, and that was more like the Steve Davis we've seen of Rangers, and we know that how he can play. So we're just going to see what happens with the injuries and things like that. Hopefully some of them are not too serious and it's been more of a precaution. Big run of games coming up, especially the game at 4 p.m. on Thursday for against Lincoln Red Imps. We'll be flying out, I think it'll be Tuesday for that one. I'll be watching that in the pub, so I won't have a post-match with you unless I maybe do one when I can get back in the house. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe try and get Dave to do one for a change. But anyway, 3 points, 4 injuries, 4 goals, clean sheet record. We've got to be happy with that, apart from the injuries, obviously. So I'm in the middle of trying to update our website, so if you want to go to that, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find most, not all, of the stuff that we've done over the course of us doing this podcast. So, hope you have a good Saturday night and a good Sunday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.